A stunning warning from banks. Get cash now. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 4th day of June. Thanks, as always, for being here. Unemployment numbers are in, or are they? Airline stocks are going up. Delta has some passenger news. Gap, malls, and rent. It's a story. Congress is in a pickle again. We've got the Wall Street Report and an interesting and heartwarming story about friendship and hope. Our guest is Doug Burns, the co-owner and vice president of news at the Carroll Times-Herald. And it's a story that seeks your help. All of this and more coming up today. Let's get going.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Mike Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Yeah, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, if you are a company and if you've got debt, bankers in the United States have some advice. And that advice is, get cash now. Why? Because things could get much worse, they say. What's all of this sobering news about? Well, underwriters who cater to heavily indebted corporations are offering their clients a bleak preview of what might lie ahead. The long list of worries includes a new wave of coronavirus contagion in the fall, an extended period of double-digit unemployment, a spike in defaults, and a slower-than-expected economic recovery as businesses around the globe adapt to the realities of prolonged social distancing. Now, to be sure, pitching cash is part of the job description of bankers. Still, the grim warnings to stockpile cash reveal how the rally that credit markets have enjoyed since the Federal Reserve took action may be hiding an economic picture still fraught with risk. Bankers worry that even if businesses reopen and consumers resume spending, the U.S. economy could go through a rough few quarters and underperform investors' expectations. Of course, that news and this took the markets down today. And this news is, well, today we learned that another 1.9 million people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That according to data released by the Labor Department this morning. This now marks 11 straight weeks in which millions of Americans have filed for claims of jobless benefits. And adding to the issue is the fact that analysts are now saying it's becoming more and more difficult to keep track of exactly how many newly out-of-work Americans are receiving or waiting for unemployment benefits. Now, the simplest way to calculate the impact of unemployment is tallying up the number of initial unemployment claims that are filed each week since a national emergency was declared back in March. And if you do that, a total of 42.6 million folks. Easy, right? Well, analysts say that measure is increasingly flawed. Why? That's because some people who filed for unemployment benefits early may have returned to work as businesses reopen and are no longer receiving them. Other workers who initially filed for traditional unemployment benefits may have switched to a program for independent contract workers and gig workers affected by the pandemic, and also that muddies the waters. Another way to figure out who needs jobless benefits could be to focus on the number of people who are currently receiving benefits and those who have applied recently, right? Easy math, yeah? But by that measure, 37.2 million Americans were either receiving benefits or applied over the past couple of weeks. But this approach can be incomplete, too. Some states, including California, only require people currently receiving benefits, known as continued claims, to file every other week. Confusing things even further is the new Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which offers benefits to workers like rideshare drivers who do not traditionally qualify for unemployment benefits. Many states did not get this program up and running until April or May, and there was no data on the program for 15 states and the District of Columbia in the most recent claims report from the Department of Labor. In other words, we just may not know, it seems. After approving the most generous unemployment benefits in U.S. history to help counter the coronavirus, Congress is in a bind over what to do when they expire at the end of next month. With America gradually heading back to work, there's no majority among lawmakers to extend the $600 a week extra payments in their current form. But with the economy more fragile than it's been in generations, they don't dare just pull out the plug. And that means weeks of wrangling lie ahead over the next phase of a rescue effort already costing more than $3 trillion. Now, the Senate announced late yesterday that it will hold a hearing next week on unemployment benefits. Any plan that emerges will have to meet the concern mostly voiced by Republicans that too high payments have become a disincentive to work. And it will have to win votes from Democrats who control the House and are pushing to keep safety nets in place for the tens of millions of Americans who've lost their jobs during the pandemic. Stay tuned. Yet, forward thinking, some stocks are having a great week. For example, believing that the worst of COVID-19 is behind us, American Airlines stock, that shot up today by over 41%. What helped boost that was the fact that American said that it expects to fly in July about 55% of the domestic capacity that was flown during July of last year. So how far has business come? Well, in April of this year, the load factor at American stood at 15%. 15%! And the end of May, that load factor had increased to 55%. And if things continue, the only way for the airlines to go is, yeah, excuse the pun, up. And while it's true we still have a long way to go to get back to anything that resembles normal, TSA said that an average of 305,000 people went through TSA checkpoints a day during the week that ended the last day of May. That's more than triple the low of 98,000 seen during the week that ended April 19th. The biggest mall owner in the United States is suing Gap over unpaid rent. This week, we learned that the Simon Property Group is suing one of its biggest tenants, Gap, for failing to pay nearly $66 million in rent and other charges. Real estate experts have said that similar litigation is expected to continue. And many landlords are also beginning to send default notices to retailers that have skipped payments, which could result in them being forced out of the properties altogether. And the question is, what will that do to the recovery? Well, stocks slipped today on a mixture of concern and new reports that some procedures that held promise against COVID-19 just don't work. The S&P 500 slid by 0.3% to 3112, while the NASDAQ composite dropped by 0.7% to 9615. It was the first decline in five sessions for both indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed just above the flat line, advancing 11 points or 0.1% to 26,281. Pushing stocks lower was a mixture of the new unemployment numbers and research out of China that said that plasma therapy procedure doesn't work as well as what was thought for COVID-19 patients. That bit of news plus, well, what happened with the Labor Department today sort of poked a hole in what was supposed to be a good day on Wall Street. And meanwhile, the Labor Department's monthly jobs report release, which is scheduled for tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern Time, that could be more bad news. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect the economy lost more than 8 million jobs in May, while the unemployment rate surged to nearly 20%. Stay tuned, because that is all tomorrow. And finally, there is this. We just told you about American Airlines. Well, now comes word that Delta Airlines will restrict its flights to 60% capacity and block middle seats until the end of September. Although overall passenger numbers have plummeted in recent months, passengers have been startled to find some flights on United and American Airlines completely full, with social distancing increasingly difficult to maintain. Debate has continued to percolate around whether flying during the pandemic is safe and responsible, with airlines such as Qatar Airlines asking crews to wear, get this, full-body PPE suits. Also, service at 75 domestic airports across the country will be dropped by 15 airlines due to low passenger demand, though each of the airports will still be served by at least one airline. Coming up next, a conversation with Doug Burns. He's the co-owner and vice president of news for the Carroll Times-Herald out of Carroll, Iowa. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the media business in rural Iowa, but this also has a human interest story that we thought you might need right now, given all of the other stuff that's going on in the nation. Doug Burns, just a click away here on the Business News Headlines.